Hi, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you. This week, we're continuing through our Advent devotions, looking at a lot of the passages from the Christmas story in the Gospels. And so today, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at this saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now, in this story, it's a pretty like part of the story that's pretty familiar to all of us, right? And we know this like as part of the Christmas story. And so in that way, because of that, it's easy to lose sight of how amazing this passage is. When we think of Mary here, we're like, oh, this young woman who's like, this angel comes to her and tells her she's going to have a child. And she is. But when we say young woman, you might think, oh, maybe she's like 20, 18, 16. Most likely, based on what we know of the culture at that time, Mary was most likely like a 12 or 13-year-old girl. Just think about that. 12 or 13-year-old girl who's told she's going to have this child. And when we think about this, the angel tells her this baby is to come. Now, for most people, like for people, and usually, at least when people want to have a baby, having a baby is like exciting or happy. It's this joyful thing. And I'm sure it was in some ways later on for Mary. But in this moment, in this instance, this was not really good news for her because she was not married yet. She was betrothed, which was not marriage. It meant she was committed in that culture. She's committed to this man. They're essentially husband and wife in everything except that they were not yet. It's just like, it's almost completely like marriage, but they don't live together. It's just, that's how deep the commitment was. And so she was not married yet. And so if she has this baby, it would be out of wedlock. Culturally, everyone around her would look at her like she was someone who was unfaithful. She would essentially have a bastard child. And everyone in that culture would look down upon her. And she lived in a small town. There's no way to hide this, really, right? Because it says that she's in this like a city named Nazareth. And we don't know that much about Nazareth, except that it's a very small town. There's unlikely to be more than like 2,000 people there. In a small town like that, people talk. People look around. People point fingers. Everyone would know when that bump starts coming on her belly. Something's up with Mary here. There's something wrong. She's been unfaithful, maybe. This is how everyone would see her. And she would just go down in people's eyes so, so quickly. In the face of that, Mary, a 12, 13-year-old girl probably, she's told she's going to have this child out of wedlock. She knows what everyone's going to think about her and how they're going to look at her. Mary says, yes. Verse 38, Mary says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." There's some New Testament scholars who say that this is maybe one of like the biggest statements of faith in all the New Testament. It's kind of like Peter's declaration of who Jesus is, where, you know, where Peter says, "Oh, you're the Christ." That's a big statement here. But this is in some ways a bigger statement in terms of she's accepting this is God's will. I will follow you, God, in spite of how hard this is going to be. Mary's willingness here, her act of faith here, it's amazing. In saying yes to God, she is trusting that even though everyone else might look down upon her or put her down, she's trusting that God will lift her up. She's trusting the word of God, that she would be, in a sense, like exalted, not because of her own merits, but because of who God is, that God was going to do a great work in her life. And if you have God lifting you up, you don't really need anything else, do you? When we look at Mary, we should see an example of great, great faith. And that's the kind of faith that we need to have as we follow Jesus as well. We're putting our faith in Jesus. In putting our faith in Jesus, we're saying that the rest that this world has to offer in terms of power, status, all those things, money, we're saying that that pales. It doesn't even come close in comparison to how great God is. That's an act of faith, to leave those things behind. In a sense, that's what Mary is doing as well. Let's pray that we can follow her example. And as we remember this Christmas story, let's remember the miraculous nature of this, but remember the amount of faith that took Mary to follow along with this. Let's pray that we have that same kind of faith as well, as we trust in the miracle of Jesus in our lives. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you're with us. And we pray that we will follow you no matter what you call us to. We pray for this faith that Mary has, that we will recognize that we are your servants and that we will just say, let it be according to your word, that we'll trust your word. We'll trust you, God. And that even if we are humbled in this world, we'll be exalted by you, by who we are in you, that we will know and trust what you say about who we are as your children. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. We thank you for this miracle we experience with your life in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.